Questions number 1 and 2.
Thank you for your presentation on smoking bans, Kelly. You spoke about the benefits of smoking bans in more public places.
Right. It's no surprise that more and more people are in favor of having smoking bans in public places.
Okay. Now it's time to ask your classmates for their comments. Anyone? Yes, Lauren.
Hi. I would like to hear more about how smoking bans protect our health.
As I said, bans will keep non-smokers away from breathing in secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke is harmful and can cause respiratory illnesses and even lung cancer.
Yes, I understand about secondhand smoke. But how do the bans help with the health of smokers?
By being prevented from smoking, smokers can be more aware about the health risks and be encouraged to quit. At the very least, their cigarette consumption will be reduced since they can't smoke.
Anyone else? Yes, Elliot.
I don't think there should be bans taking place. Smoking isn't a crime, so why should anyone's freedom to smoke in a restaurant or other public places be limited?
Bans are put in place because breathing is a necessity while smoking is a choice. If you want to smoke and make yourself ill, that's your choice. But don't let your choice make the people around you suffer.
But won't discouraging smokers put the tobacco industry in jeopardy? So many businesses and jobs will be lost.
Yes, that may be true. But isn't people's health more important?
That's something to consider. Let's hear from another person.